We're Alive is brought to you by...
Today's episode is brought to you by Audible, the leading provider of audiobooks online. Look no further for your reading needs. They've got everything you could want and more. And their library just grew from 100,000 to 150,000 titles, which is probably more books than you could get through in your first lifetime. Whether you like to read or like to be read too, Audible lets you switch it up using their magical Whisper Sync technology. No matter what device you're using, smartphone, MP3 player, or Kindle, Audible will save your bookmarks and let you return to right where you left off. Through We're Alive, you can get a free 30-day trial and free audiobook using the URL audiblepodcast.com/alive.
We're Alive. A story of survival.
Chapter 37. Balance of Power.
Part 3 of 3.
That's healing up well enough. You can head out. Just be sure to redress those bandages and keep it clean. Check back with me tomorrow, okay?
Yeah, I can do that.
Tanya, the guy in the fourth bed is still asking for his meds. Says it's time.
Bottle 40, give him one. Make sure he reads the label first. Should say amoxicillin. What is it saying here about possible staph infections? Oh, what I wouldn't give for 5 minutes on the internet.
Tanya, there's something going on out there.
What? What are you all doing? This is a hospital. You shouldn't be in here right now.
We were told to wait in the hall.
You're trying to see the girl in there? She's not supposed to have visitors.
Hey, I was asked to be here.
Oh, no. She did not. Move, get out of my way.
What about the walls? We can start reinforcing, but we'll need more materials.
Do what you can. We start gathering new supplies tomorrow
you
and...
out! All of you, now get out! If you ain't dying, you ain't staying. And if you ain't bleeding, you will be soon. Now go on!
I was asked to be here.
You out now.
But she,
I'm in charge, and I say to get out!
You... I thought CJ was...
It's okay, Glenn. Go ahead and wait outside.
Yes, ma'am.
What the hell do you think you're doing? You're not well enough.
Aren't I supposed to determine that? I'm better today.
I'm glad you're healing and feeling stronger, but you can't be rushing things, though.
I'm sitting here. How is that rushing things?
That's only part of it. I want to make sure you're ready. I know it's a lot to deal with.
A lot to deal with? You fucking crippled me. You expect me to sit here and do nothing?
I want you to get better, and I didn't cripple you. I
saved me. I know. Now I'm doing the same. Time is lives around here, and we don't have time to dick around. And that's all everyone's been doing.
Well, I hardly think that...
Get people better. That's what you're supposed to do, right? That's what your job was here, right? Before you left, that's what they told me.
My job? What I do now is my choice. Sweating over your mangled ass for hours was also my choice. You can't just walk in here and tell people what to do. What gives you the right to...
They do. Glenn! Max!
Yes? You called us?
Come in here.
I'm gonna go get Michael.
That wouldn't be the best idea.
Why?
Glenn, tell her.
Tell me what?
We all voted. Most of us think it's best if we have someone in charge. Sooner rather than later. A majority picked her.
When? I didn't say a word.
We didn't really poll the non-residents.
Well, we're here now, aren't we? Michael brought us all here, didn't he? Where would you be without him?
Everyone else asked that question, too.
Most think there'd be a lot more of us alive in the first place if it weren't for him.
Oh, then fine. We should at least get to vote, shouldn't we?
Wouldn't matter. 62 votes is a vast majority.
This is bullshit. Like, we don't even matter.
I'm sorry if you don't like it. Didn't matter, so the question wasn't asked. But we're not going to exclude you from now on. Now or ever. You're a part of this. I assure you, not one person here would ever try to downplay what you were doing or what Michael and the others did once they came back here.
Oh, really? Because for a minute there,
this wasn't my first choice either. They asked.
Who decided to have a vote in the first place? Why right now?
A few of us got to talking last night and thought it was best to, People were already talking about leaving.
You and I both know that would be a waste.
Then why her?
She armed us and led us against the prisoners.
And during everything, she lost her leg, fighting the bitch who tortured many of us. She's a hero. Huh.
So this is how it's going to be now.
Listen, Tanya, I will do everything I can to make sure you and these people are safe. I am not against you. You've seen what's out there, gone further than any of us. This is all that's left, and I don't take that lightly. We have to stay together.
I really don't like you talking bad about Michael. Not after what he did for us.
These people won't follow him. But I could sure use his help.
Oh, I don't know. You haven't even given him a chance.
Nobody trusts anyone else right now, let alone him. Can you blame them? How many people did the Maulers kill after Michael called them here?
What? You want numbers? Gee, I don't know.
Even one is too many. I may not have been here for long, but I can sympathize. One of my friends was here too. And if it wasn't for Michael, Sean might still be here. But I won't hold that against him. He wasn't the one who pulled the trigger. Those monsters from Eastern Bay did. And he could very easily try and come back here.
Sean wasn't killed by the prisoners.
What?
He died before any of that happened. Before Michael even got here.
What does that mean?
Victor was here then, right?
I think so.
What does that...
That changes nothing. What's important right now, Tanya, is are you okay with working with me?
You promise to carry on with Michael?
With him? Yes, I do. He has military experience, and I'll need that right now.
I can do that.
Good.
Are we okay now? I need to see if I can fix the motor for the gate with what we have.
And that wall by the radio room is barely up anymore.
Go! Get everyone started. I have to talk to someone. Hand me those crutches.
Whoa, hold on. I don't think you're ready just yet.
You worry about the other patients. Let me worry about me.
Here, I'll help you.
You should not be getting up right now.
I have to see someone.
I'm telling you, Angel was already really screwed up. I mean, if you don't believe me, it's all on the tape.
No, I don't need to see it. No one else knows, right?
Just Lizzie. She's the one who told me about the tape. That's the only reason why I knew anything.
Why didn't you say something sooner?
Look, I didn't have a chance to tell anyone. I mean, you thought Angel was dead before, and that didn't really change. Like I said, he was...
I got him for you.
This your new place, Michael. Nice.
Shut the door. Puck, just wait outside, okay?
Just because I didn't know the guy doesn't mean you need to exclude me.
Just go.
All right.
What guy?
So you don't know?
I told you. Only Lizzie and I did. And I said not to tell anyone else.
What guy? What's going on?
Go ahead.
Vic!
The Maulers had Angel.
What? Wait, what do you mean, had?
They grabbed him, just as they did Bert.
What?
They tried to keep him alive.
Just like they did with Bert? Have you seen his hand?
They treated Angel different. I don't know why, they just did. Lizzie and I didn't get to talk much about that.
But she knew? She didn't tell me shit.
Because I asked her not to.
What did they do to him?
They murdered him.
No, look, it's not like that, exactly. Look, if you saw the tape, he was already dying. The Maulers just put him down.
There's a tape? Why the fuck is there a tape?
Look, I don't know why. I didn't even know there was one. Lizzie told me some of the details.
Then let me see it.
There's no need.
What do you mean there's no need?
You don't want to see it.
Thanks, Dad, but I can make up my own mind.
He's right. It's not worth it.
But they had him here.
He was dead before he even got here. I don't know if you can blame them.
Why the fuck not, huh? You taking their side?
No,
you didn't fucking tell me? You knew this for a while, huh?
Look, I didn't have a chance yet, all right? It wasn't the right time. Everybody was just so happy. I didn't want to do that to you. Not now.
So we gonna tell everybody or what?
I don't think it'll stay a secret for long. We'll just make sure the right people tell him.
Like me, huh?
Mm-hmm. And Lizzie. We'll talk to her, too. It'll be good to get a therapist's take.
So you told me first?
You and I knew him best. Seems only fair.
God. I wish they'd have just left him there. At the tower. If he was dying, just let him go there. Why go through all that?
There's a bit more.
Oh? What?
They tried to get some info out of him. Where Michael and everyone was going. They lied and said they would make him better. But he still never said a word.
Why not? Maybe he should have. I'd like to see them truck across the desert, get their ass handed to them at Irwin.
Angel didn't know that. For all he knew, he was protecting us.
And I think he knew better. They didn't want to give them the satisfaction.
Ah, oh, man.
I know. I'm sorry I didn't tell you sooner. It's just a lot. I'm really sorry, man. It wasn't easy to say, and so much going on with them getting back. And,
I know.
Yeah, you know.
I understand. It's all right.
I think it's best if we tell everyone individually before the end of the day. We can at least...
What now?
Puck, not now.
Come on, give us a minute.
You need a hand? I can
do it.
Oh.
Sorry, guys. She was kind of persistent.
Saul, I just... Are you okay?
You're up. Damn. Hey, yeah. You shouldn't be walking around like that.
What's wrong?
Just some stuff. What's up?
Do you want me to,
Just wait outside. Michael, you mind doing the same?
We were just discussing... Jeez, your leg's still bleeding. I don't think
you... This would only take a second.
Yeah, come on, Mike. We can...
Hey, don't call me that.
No, you stay too.
So just me then? I leave?
Yep.
Is that necessary? We don't really keep things between us, or at least we shouldn't.
Please! Would you just go outside and give me one damn minute?
I'll just be... Yep.
You want to sit? I mean, that can be...
No, I'll stand. What's wrong with you? What's with the face?
Just found out that the Maulers killed a friend of ours.
Really? Because I just found out the opposite. I know the Maulers didn't kill Sean.
He... Well...
If you're drawing a lie again, I wouldn't suggest it.
You don't understand.
Don't I? You needed me. So you lied to me. Told me whatever it would take to bring me back here and attack the prisoners. And had Glenn and Pete play along.
I'm sorry.
Sorry. You're sorry. Why are you sorry, Saul? Huh? You have everything you wanted. You have your girl, you're happy. What more do you need? Being here cost you absolutely nothing.
But we help these people.
I'd rather have my leg back. That is not why I came here.
CJ, you know that
no.
wasn't...
This is my time to talk. You listen. I want you gone. Both of you.
You can't do that!
Yes, I can!
Vic, sit down.
She can't!
Vic, just sit.
Please. You can't just push us out there. I'm sorry. We never
stop.
Meant...
Just stop! I can't trust anything you say, so you might as well keep quiet. I want you both gone from here. And if you think that I don't have the authority, then just look outside. These people needed someone to lead, and you think they chose Michael?
You sent us out there. We'll die.
You think that matters to me now?
You expect us to live on the streets? There's nothing left out there!
No. You know what? No. We had a deal. You have to honor that.
What deal?
We put on those masks and shit, and went to take those pictures of that cracks that you wanted. That deal. You said we could stay forever.
This is not Dunbar.
Wait a sec. You kick us out. And if we come clean, then these people would know that you never wanted to come here. That changed things, huh? You didn't give a shit about these people. You only cared about yourself.
That's not... You think I didn't... I thought you were different.
But now you're gonna kick us to the curb. The two people here who were with you for most of this, who actually care about you, who, I don't know, maybe even stayed up all night holding your hand while everything was happening just to make sure you knew you weren't alone.
Please don't do this.
I want you gone from here. I can't see you anymore. But we had a deal. Stay at Dunbar. As long as you want. Just take care of it.
So that's it.
With my leg? I don't know how often I'll make it up to my apartment building. So do what you like with it. It's yours. And we'll keep this all between us. Because you're right, Victor. I'd rather keep people thinking I came here to save them. This is all I have now. And you can at least give me that. Max! You have till the end of the week.
CJ.
Goodbye, Saul.
Here, let me help.
I have this.
I think you need to get back in bed.
Trust me, I know that. Just one more second. Michael.
They're starting to get to work.
I know.
I looked out in the distance at a large number of people coming out of their homes with tools, several people signaling others to join them. Others knocking on doors, while the rest headed toward the entrance. The last time I was at the colony, before the Maulers, the place was run by fear, power, and people out for themselves. But now, I don't know if it's because they were broken or something else, but it was completely different.
Max, tell them to make the gate top priority.
Yes, ma'am.
What good is a wall if you can't get out? It becomes a prison. They took a vote. They want me.
I can see that.
But I'm still gonna need you. You know that, right?
You? Need me? Why should I?
Look, I get it. Right? I get it. You see this peg-leg chick barking orders after you come swooping in. You think, hey, fuck that.
Maybe a little.
I'm not your enemy. I'm not your friend. I just want this place to function just as you do. I was out of it only for a day, and what happened? What did this place do? People sat on their asses and felt sorry for themselves. Well, that just doesn't make sense right now. Look, I understand you know more things than I do. If it wasn't for you, I would not be here. Hell, maybe no one would. You may not realize it, but I do. So what's it gonna be, Michael? Are you on my team? Or not?
Side of the wall. We don't have much time, and the gate's almost fixed, and they...
I can't.
What? Why? Oh. As I got closer, I could see the mound of dirt she was sitting next to. It had been there for a while. Grass and weeds started to cover it, but small rocks traced the outline. At the head of the mound, there were two small wood planks in the shape of a cross with the name Angel in black paint. In the center, a long nail stuck out, barely tapped into the wood. It was the nicest gravesite I think I'd seen since all this started. Oh, I thought you might be out here. Everybody's been looking for you.
I don't care.
Hey, it's not safe out here. It's gonna get dark soon, and I can't...
I don't care.
You don't even have a gun. You don't have your bow or nothing. I don't want you getting hurt.
Too late.
Looked like she'd been at it for hours. Ran out of tears. She'd held something tight in her hand and just stared at the dirt beside her.
I already let go once. I said my goodbye. And now I have to do it all over again. And no one cares.
Ain't true.
It is. Everyone keeps telling me he was already dead. Why do they keep saying that? He wasn't.
Yeah, I know.
I just keep thinking about him laying there, scared, in pain. He was alone.
I know.
And what they did to you too? But we aren't doing anything about it. They're all about the walls of Michael trying to find where those things are, and no one is talking about her. No one.
Well, you haven't heard me.
We'll keep her and the other prisoners out. That's all they keep saying. I don't want her out. I want her gone.
It's bullshit. Here, take this.
I'm not thirsty.
Take it anyway. The way you keep gushing, you're dehydrated. Better that than, you know, the other stuff.
You think I'm going to start drinking again?
Well, I hope not. I wouldn't blame you. Why don't you come back inside, okay? We can keep talking. Just not out here.
I don't know what to do.
We'll figure something out.
I can't do it, Bert. I can't. I don't want to sit in there anymore. They want me to help them, but I can't. I don't care. I don't care about the stupid fucking farm or the stupid fucking walls. I don't care about any of it. I can't live in that cage while she's out there.
So, what then?
I don't know. Well,
Whoa, easy. Easy, I got you. I got you. Here, come here.
Just please tell me I'm not the only one, please.
Oh, you're not. She grabbed onto me and didn't let go. Just kept crying on my shoulder. She held on so tight that what she was holding started to dig into me. Oh, hey, you want to ease up a little?
I'm sorry.
Jeez. Keep in mind, I sat in a hole the entire time you were out there running around playing G.I. Jane.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
What's that?
What? This?
She opened her hand. It was a bulky silver ring with something etched on it. I couldn't tell what exactly. My guess is that was what was hanging on the nail.
Lucius. She put it there. She killed him, buried him, and put it there for everyone to see.
Why don't you put it back? It's head inside.
I can't.
It's only gonna remind you. Just make it harder.
I don't want to forget, and I can't. I have plans for it.
And what's that?
Shoving it down her throat.
You're serious?
Of course.
What do you think if Michael or somebody says, that's not right, or we can't do that now, or some other kind of bullshit excuse?
Then, fuck them.
I was hoping you'd say something like that.
Join us again in 2 weeks for the next chapter of We're Alive. And now, a word from our sponsors.
This episode of We're Alive has been brought to you by Audible.com. If you need a suggestion, you can start with The Stand by Stephen King, narrated by Grover Gardner. It's a great 48-hour-long adventure about a few select survivors. To start your free trial offer, visit audiblepodcast.com/ALIVE.
Starring Jim Gleason, Nate Gies,
Otto Sterk, Constance Parn,
Blair Wayland,
Elisa Elliott,
Shirley Jordan,
Scott Marvin, Claire Doden,
Brett Newton,
Jay Olegario,
Graham Bechtel,
Glenn Hoffner,
and
Jane Lehash.
I'm Michael Swan. Written and directed by Casey Wayland.
Line producer, Alex Herrera. Zinterns, Ray Husky and Lauren Kroon. Voice cut by Brent McLean. Edited by John DiGiacomo and Casey Wayland.
Music selections and intro by Brother Dan.
Produced by Casey Wayland and Grayson Stone. We're Alive. The serial audio drama was created by Shane Salk and Casey Wayland. For a complete list of crew, please visit www.zombiepodcast.com.
This has been a Wayland production.